Today, with so much uncertainty in our lives, it's understandable to feel stressed, anxious, worried, or frustrated. It's normal. But it's easy to check your stress and get help for your mental health with free resources from CalHope. Make a game plan by calling our warm line at 833-317-4673 or try our secure and confidential live chat today at calhope.org. CalHope, proud partner of the San Jose Sharks.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, it's the Sharks and the Chicago Blackhawks for the third and final time in this NHL season. San Jose's got an opportunity to capture the season series after splitting the first two contests against the Blackhawks back in October. Most recently, Will Smith got two goals, including the game winner on the power play on October 31st at the Shark Tank in a 3-2 San Jose win. But in both matchups so far, Macklin Celebrini has not skated due to the fact that he was out with an injury at the time. And so tonight is being billed as the big battle of number one overalls. The Sharks, Macklin Celebrini, first overall last season, and Connor Bedard of the Blackhawks, first overall in 2023. The Blackhawks have 11 players on their roster that are 23 years of age or younger, while the Sharks have five, with Henry Thrun having just turned 24 yesterday. There's a lot of excitement about this matchup because it's a look at the future in the present. And Colin Graf, for his part, is pretty excited about facing all of the young players on the Blackhawks side tonight.
Yeah, there's obviously a lot of young, skilled players in this game. I think it's the first time that Mac and Bedard have played each other, so it's should be a fun one to see the last two top picks go at it.
Connor Bedard for the Blackhawks is also pretty excited to face off against Macklin Celebrini, somebody he knows very well from their days together growing up in Vancouver.
Yeah, obviously I've known him for a bit and played together a little bit growing up and obviously following his career, so it's cool to see what he's doing. He's having a great year, and yeah, it should be good to play him.
Sharks head coach Ryan Warsofsky says that the Celebrini-Bedard comparison is inevitable.
Yeah, I think it's the number one overall pick because they have that target on them. Obviously, good skilled players. Obviously, similar organizations where we're trying to rebuild the thing and get her going and have some younger players. But, I think that will be one where you look back as, I don't know if it will be the Crosby-Ovechkin, but it will be probably in that ballpark.
But the Sharks head coach adds that the team has to stay focused and not get too cute in tonight's game against the Blackhawks team that's quite skilled.
It's two, young organizations, building in the right direction with, they have some good young players on their back end, and obviously Bedard, and they have some veteran guys back over there too, and the Foligno's. So they've been playing some pretty good hockey. We've watched them a little bit here as of late. They're winning some games. They're in games. They're going to work. So, I think the big thing is we're going to have to match the intensity of our competitiveness and how hard we work. But we have to, lock in mentally. We can't have mental mistakes. Got to stay out of the box. And simplify our hockey game at times. And the big key for us tonight, especially with us not scoring a lot lately, is getting to the inside of the ice and getting to the goaltender's eyes.
The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Everything has a beginning. Every great moment, innovation, or team has that electrifying moment when you realize something epic is on the horizon. Few places in the world ignite those moments quite like the Bay Area. From the spark of tech revolutions to the beat of cultural shifts to unseen athletic gifts, greatness begins here. And we can feel that moment coming once again. A beginning of something for those in teal. The spark? A talented, creative young core led by a pair of standout players who refuse to let their age define their skills. Add to that the wisdom of those that have come before and understand what it takes to overcome and produce magic. It's the beginning of something extraordinary. The future is teal.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend bets against your team, end the friendship. Or choose chill because you're drinking Coors Light with your buddy. Coors Light, choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
California faces a school library crisis due to the lack of a designated state funding source, leading to limited books, fewer librarians, and many schools without functioning libraries. Access Books Bay Area aims to address this issue by providing high-quality, culturally relevant books and transforming school library spaces. Their goal is to improve literacy for K-8 students in low-income areas, creating inviting environments that foster a love of reading. You can help this effort to bridge the literacy gap by donating and finding out more at accessbooksbayarea.org.
Hey everyone, Adnan and Verk here to talk about our great podcast, NHL Unscripted, with Verk and Demers.
Jason Demers here. After playing 700 NHL games, it turns out I have an opinion or two.
Whoever's saying trade one of them, you don't know anything about hockey.
I'm on the bandwagon. I'm rooting for this team.
With new guests every week, we will talk about hockey and more.
Can't wait till you watch the movie, because it's the biggest award of her career.
He went into the cheetah exhibit, and the cheetah took a piece out of him, and he came into the ring the next day.
Tune in to NHL Unscripted with Verk and Demers on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
He scores! The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Alexander Georgiev makes his sixth consecutive start in goal for the San Jose Sharks as he looks to end a team and personal three-game losing streak following a 3-2 loss to Nashville a couple of nights ago. But against the Blackhawks, Georgiev has had a lot of success. 7 career games, a 5-2 record, a 92.6 save percentage, a 1.73 goals against average, and 2 career shutouts. Noah Gregor also returns to a teal uniform tonight as he puts the Sharks jersey on for the first time since being traded from Ottawa at the deadline. Gregor told us what it feels like to be in teal again.
Feels great. Happy to be back. Had a great 4 years here in San Jose. It's got a special place in my heart just being drafted here and playing my first game here. So couldn't be more excited to get back going.
The Ottawa Senators were in the midst of a playoff race and a hard push when the trade was consummated. And Gregor says that he can bring that excitement and intensity to the Sharks dressing room for the rest of the year.
Yeah, the Sens are pushing for a playoff spot right now. It was a lot of fun there. I think you really are learning how hard it is to make the playoffs. Only half the teams make it. It's really tough to do. So you really have to buy in. Every line has to be bought into the details and what the coaches are implementing. And I think I can bring some of that experience here.
There's no doubt about the fact that after his 4 years in a Sharks uniform, the identities in the locker room have changed. Oh yes, Mario Ferraro and Marc-Edouard Vlasic are still here. But Gregor says he's really excited about the burst of young talent that is stretched out through the entire Sharks organization.
There's not a ton of guys. I think there's about 4 guys left that I've played with. A lot of the staff's the same, so that makes things a lot more comfortable. And you gotta like what the Sharks have here with their young kids that have so much potential, and they're already showing a lot of it. They've had some great seasons as rookies, and there's a lot to be excited about, and I'm just hoping to be part of it.
With Gregor skating this morning on a line combination with Patrick Giles and Barkley Goodrow, it appears that Carl Grundstrom will be the player that will be sitting out tonight. And with Klim Kostin slated to skate alongside Ty Dellandrea and Nikolai Kovalenko, that means that Colin Graf gets added responsibilities playing on the left wing side with Macklin Celebrini and Will Smith. Graf is excited about that chance, and he says that the increased responsibilities he's been entrusted with are something that he takes very seriously.
I'm just trying to take it day by day, not trying to do anything too crazy. I think it's just trying to keep creating offense but not lacking in the defensive zone or anything like that. But once I get chances in the offensive zone or near the offensive zone, that try to make some more skilled plays.
One thing that Graf has said is that the Sharks can avoid disaster in this game by not trying to be too cute in the contest and sticking with the game plan that the coaching staff has presented.
I think it's just sticking to what we know helps us win. And the biggest thing of that is our forecheck. I think our forecheck is something that is really successful game in, game out. And I think that just getting pucks in and making the D turn, and that's obviously a hard thing to do as a D, is when this guy barreling down on you to try to break out a puck. So I think that we just got to stick to making sure our forecheck gets in there and causes some turnovers.
It should be a great matchup, and you don't want to miss a minute of the play. So tune in at 7 o'clock Pacific time right here on the Sharks Audio Network as Scott Hannon and I bring you all the action. It's the Sharks and the Chicago Blackhawks. I'm Dan Rusinowski. That's the Teal Report today.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.